One, two, three, go.
Welcome, everybody, to the fifth edition of Knowledge is Power. This time, we're going to focus on solar power. As your body grows bigger, your mind must flower. It's great to learn, because
knowledge is power.
Hey, Kai, we got solar power.
Yeah.
So, everybody, what is solar power? That's the question of the day.
Dad, I want to learn more about solar power.
All right, Kai. Let's do an episode on solar power.
All right.
Seems kind of odd because the month of March and April have seen record rainfall in our area.
Yes, mudslides too.
Mudslides, that's right. With lots of rain comes mudslides, so...
And the rain's so hard so you can break it.
That's right. Broken earth, it's no good. But maybe we're just longing for some sunshine. So maybe we're just really longing for some sunshine, and maybe someday we'll get it. But in the meantime, although we can't see the sun, we can still talk about the sun. Right, sun?
Right.
So in today's episode of Solar Power, we're going to talk about how plants and humans can use solar power for energy.
It's really called SB1.
SB1. What Kai wants to tell you about is the legislation in the California Congress called SB1. And what it would do is it would mandate PG&E to not only credit you for the excess energy that you provide into the grid, but also pay you for any excess energy that you supply to the grid. A little more information about this one later.
SB1 new, and then a new word.
And then we're going to learn a new word. After that, we'll follow up with the ever popular I wish. Learning to count to 12 in another language always is a little bit of fun. Then we're going to talk about a real solar installation. Talk about the consumer's experience with getting a 2-kilowatt solar system on their house. With photos, stay tuned for that. Kai does another interview of What's Your Job with somebody who's very familiar with solar power. And in our game time today, we learn to cook a hot dog with a Pringles can. Can't wait for that. And finally, a joke to make you laugh. Get ready, kids, because it's solar power. Stay ready. You don't have to get ready. So our new word for today is photovoltaic. Can you say that? Try again. It's a big word. Photovoltaic. Right.
I don't know. What does that mean, Daddy?
Photovoltaic, as the dictionary defines it, means capable of producing a voltage when exposed to radiant energy, especially light. Huh. What do you think that means?
Just like Volvo.
Just like a Volvo? Kind of this.
Go back, because...
Kind of sounds like a Volvo, but it is voltage when exposed to radiant energy. So that's amazing, isn't it? So Kai, where else do we get energy?
From the grass.
What? About that.
The grass takes sun for energy, and the trees do the same thing.
That's true. Do you know any other way that we get energy right now?
Oil.
There are other ways to get energy, like from the sun. So, have you ever seen a photovoltaic module? Where?
What are you talking about?
Hey, have you ever seen a solar panel? I can't see. So have you ever seen a solar panel, Kai?
Yes.
Where?
In the kitchen.
So I recently saw a documentary called The Jungle. Have you seen that one yet?
I watched The Jungle.
Did you watch parts of The Jungle?
Yeah. So they were flying in the air, and that some of these tree parts, we only learned about trees, but not grass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the trees really take power from the sun. The sun is not that close, but it's in space. But the sun take power, and then it makes food for the trees to eat.
That's true. It was an amazing documentary that was shot in the rainforest. And what they showed, and you'll get to hear an excerpt from soon, was how the trees actually use their leaves to catch just the right amount of solar energy. And during the really hot part of the day, they turn their leaves away so they don't get burned. They're like little solar cells. Have a listen.
From up here, the rainforest looks as complex as any man-made metropolis. Each tree is like a huge tower block, reaching into the sky. But unlike our cities, this one is completely solar-powered. And each individual tower is designed to maximize the sunlight. Every tree crown is shaped to capture as much light as possible. The upper canopy absorbs 90% of the sun, while lower down, the little that does get through is trapped by other trees, perfectly formed to snap up what's left. These layers are so seamless that very little light reaches the forest floor.
I wish the sun was a little far away, like up to the moon, so the moon can get through, so the moon can go to the dark and it can be sighted, and America can be right here. I wish the sky can be everywhere in our house.
Well, how would we have the sky everywhere in our house?
So there must be skylights.
Oh.
So I can see the sun, and I can see the plants to grow.
Oh, so you wish that there was skylights all over our house so that you could see the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What else? So I don't want anyone to think we're complaining, but place in which Kai and I live, the hideout, there's been a lot of rain here. In fact, I saw a swamp monster back there on the grass just the other day.
What does that mean?
Didn't you see the swamp monster coming out of our grass? It was so wet and swampy back there.
Yeah.
So we thought what we would try to do today is persuade the rain to go away via our melodeon. Have a listen.
Let the sun shine.
Let the sun shine.
Let the sun shine.
Okay, Kai.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna scream, right?
Mm.
Oh yeah, I gotta scream.
So noisy.
Okay, this is how we count in Hindi. Now, Hindi is the national language of India. Okay, Kai, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ek.
Ek.
Do.
Do.
Teen.
Teen.
Char.
Char.
Paanch.
Paanch.
Che.
Che.
Saat.
Saat.
Aat.
Aat.
No.
No.
Das.
Das.
Gyara.
Gyara.
Bara.
Bara.
Awesome.
blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of fun to think about solar power, because once you have a solar system installed in your house, then the power that you generate from that system is free for as long as you have that system. No more paying the PG&E bill. Isn't that exciting, Kai?
Well, Dad, I have to go to the toilet right now.
Oh, well, we'll think about solar power in a minute after this musical interlude. Yeah, I'm ready. So we thought we would share with you the story of our solar panel installation. I guess it all started when we realized we were addicted to oil. Did you know that, Kai?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of electricity usage in this house. Thought that there might be a way to offset it, and that was solar power. We get a lot of sun where we're at, but before you even consider any solar option, you have to conserve. That is lesson number one, right?
It's number two.
You leave a room and the light's on, what do you do?
Turn it off so all electricity doesn't come out and then the power doesn't lose.
In our installation, we have the unique situation of having a foam roof. So, first thing to do was to get in the installers to put posts into our roof for the solar panels to sit on. What do you see, Kai?
I see a hole.
That is a hole in our roof and some tape on there, right? A hole in our roof, that is scary because up until now our roof has always worked and we just hired somebody to poke 12 holes in our roof. No, it's good. Actually, the black tape that's on top there, that's to cover the screw hole. That is where they're going to attach the frame that the solar panels sit on. So what we wanted to do is cover it while the roofers came back and filled that hole.
And then they put some paint around here?
No, that's not paint. What they actually did is they cut off the roof a little bit. They opened up the hole, so when they put in the foam, it'll have more area to stick onto.
And that's not fair, babe.
So these are the foaming guys. All right, while Kai rolls in, we'll get back up to speed. Hiring roofers to cut through your roof is definitely an interesting experience. You want to describe what you see here? What they're doing is not painting, they're foaming. Once the holes and the 12 pieces were secured on the roof, the solar guys left and the roofers came back to fill those holes.
Mm-hmm. Then, the...
Well, I think we call them roofers.
The roofers came back. And you know what they were doing?
What?
Foaming the stuff that we just showed you.
That's right. They were foaming right into those holes. And to fill the hole. That's it. The 12 holes are now officially filled.
No, look what they did. So they foamed the hole. Then they put some more foam that came out. And then they did.
Foam filled up. So here you have 12 newly installed jacks. I think they called them jacks, fast jacks. I wrote it down somewhere, but that wasn't my concern. My concern was that all this rain didn't get in our house. Hey, remember that time when we had the bucket on the ground and water was coming into our house?
Yeah.
That was kind of scary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, they fixed that right away.
Who?
So the roofers came through and did one final spray on top of the foam to give us a watertight seal.
Then the frame turned into white.
Then the solar guys came back and they already had all of their equipment ready to go and install into these jacks. Once we had the roof all done and watertight and very winter-like, doesn't it look like fallen snow, Kai?
Dun, 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 dun.
The solar guys came back to install the structure that would hold the solar panels. But not before they installed additional circuits on the house.
What does that mean? It looks like a mouse.
It looks like a mouse? Kind of looks like a mouse.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of the things you've got to do to deal with PG&E. With all of the four structures in place, you can see it kind of forms little rows, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think goes on there, Kai?
Well, let me show you. Dishing.
This is where they installed the solar cells.
Yep.
Let's get the whole word. Crystalline silicon photovoltaic modules. 12 in total, 170 BP. They're BP 170s. If you look at the underside, really, each one of these is connected and does a continuous line that leads down the side of our house and into the main fuse box. Another puncture in the house. That's always interesting. And it finishes up with the inverter. This is what takes the DC energy from the solar panels.
That we just saw, like it's a little trigger.
Look, we just saw, right?
So nobody else can see it.
We did put it inside. Not only does it have an RS-232 input, it's got RJ45 for linking multiple inverters together, so I kind of wanted to have it somewhere where I could get my hands on it. This is what turns the DC energy into AC energy that can be used by your house or sent back into the grid. And here we go, folks. The moment that he switched on the solar panels. Hey Kai, we're generating power! Up, up and away. So I wanted to take this chance to give you a little background information on our solar system and our solar choices. So to start this process, what we did was we collected all of our PG&E bills and checked our electric consumption for a whole year period. We chose a solar array of 2 kilowatts because it would provide 60 to 65% of our total electricity need. So how this works is during the day, when the sun's out, you're generating more solar power than you are at night. So what we're doing is we're generating power during the day when electricity is worth the most and putting that back into the grid as part of a credit system. And then at night, we're able to use our credits against the power that we generated during the day by drawing electricity off the grid.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Are you ready, kiddo?
What's your name?
Shruti.
What is your job?
So I work in Arab and I have 3 kinds of jobs here. One is I work with buildings, the mechanical systems, you know, how people feel comfortable in the space. So how you give heating to them. You know, in winters, do you put your heater on? Do you put heater on in the winter?
I don't
know. So see, we design the radiant heating, we design cooling, and we provide ventilation to spaces. That's one of my job. And the other job is to do sustainability consulting. In, you know, making sure that we have enough resources in the world and we use them properly. So do you know what that means? That's good.
And the third one is?
And the third one is for facades. You know how we have windows in big buildings? They take a lot of energy. When the sun comes out, there's a lot of heat gain into the space. So we design them properly. What kind of glass to use, how much to shade them, and how comfortable people feel in them. That's my third job.
Tell me more.
So, should I tell you about my education? I studied architecture, and then I did engineering in buildings. So now I'm doing building consulting in engineering for big buildings and developers to make your house and everybody else's house better, your school better. That's what we do.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Arizona State. Do you know where that is? Where? Where is that?
Right next to us right here.
Right? Yes. South? West? Where is it? Is it below us or right next to us?
Below here.
Very good. That's wonderful. Yeah. So do you know how, is it hot in Arizona?
A little bit, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't go there yet. What tools do you use?
For my work?
Mm-hmm.
So I use the computer. A lot of software. Do you work on the computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I use the computer a lot. We have a lot of energy analysis software. Do you know what I mean by energy? What do you mean by energy? Tell me.
Tell me more.
So sometimes we use tools that we take out and we measure things. Like we use, you know how like to measure temperatures of space? We use a term, like, you know, when you get sick, does your mom check your temperature?
Yeah, on Friday I got sick. See how hot I am.
Right, she put a cold strip. Was it cold when she put it on your head?
No, it was just a strip, yeah.
A thermometer? So yeah. How did it, so just the way the thermometer?
Right now I'm hot.
Oh, you're hot right now because you're sitting right next to the window and that's where all the heat gain happens. The sun, see the sun is shining outside and it's all coming in through the window. So if we had a good window, a good glass, you wouldn't feel that hot.
What is this one? Does it make you hot, this one?
Yeah, right? So it's got like a little bit of shading and it's got the blinds, which all adds for protection, right? So that's my job is to design for comfort environments in residential spaces, in commercial spaces, in offices, you know, where if your dad comes to work, we want to make sure that he works hard and he gets enough light and there's enough air, you know, all that makes a difference to how people work.
Right.
Have any other questions, Kai?
Is your job hard work?
How many hours do you work in a day? Tell me. Do you go to school in the morning?
Yeah.
How many hours? When do you come back? When do you go to school?
I go to school at 8:30 and I come back at 6:30.
Wow, that's longer than my job. So you work harder than me. No, I work. My job is hard. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to work 40 hours a day, which is, you know, standard 40 hours a week. 40 hours a week. But sometimes we work like 60 hours a week and we come in on the weekends also. Do you work on the weekends to do your homework? See, you're lucky. So you should play and enjoy your time now.
When do you stop working?
When do I stop working?
Mm-hmm. Only when you retire.
Yeah, when I retire. When my hair is all white and I'm old.
Do you have any advice?
Yeah, you should study hard, be interested in different things.
To do your job?
So you should work hard, study, be interested in different things, right? When you walk on those streets, you should look out, look at different buildings, look at people, look at the street. right? Do you do that now? You should. You should look at the station.
I'm looking.
Yes, you should look. Be aware and interested. Do you read? Do you read, Kai? Do you like reading? That's good. You should read a lot. Read the paper. When you grow up, you should read the paper.
Mice, do you work with solar?
Yes, a lot. Should I tell you more?
Yeah, tell me more.
That's good. So we all are living because of the sun. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know that sun is a renewable energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how can you use the sun? Either by making, have you heard of photovoltaics?
Mm-hmm.
Is it providing electricity or it's heating water?
It's providing electricity.
That's great, so that's photovoltaics. But you can also use sun for heating water.
I know, we cooked a hot dog out of sun.
Wow, that's great. That was one of the first uses of solar energy. Do you know that?
Out of sun.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That was. And yeah. I ate it.
Ah, how did it taste?
Good.
That was good?
Warm.
Warm and nice. And you didn't use any energy. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
More people should use it, right?
Yeah, I use the sun. Anything else you will like to tell? People? What?
About
your job?
Mm-hmm. I would say that we should try and do a job that will make a difference in the world, right, Kai? Shouldn't we do that? We should make the world a better place for people, right? Do you think so? So I feel that some ways in my job, I try and do that. And try and use less resources, you know? Like materials, like how should I say, like electricity, you know, energy is a resource. Do you switch your lights off when you're not in the room?
Yeah.
Very good.
When I am playing, I'm done, I turn off the lights.
That's very good. So see, all these things make a difference, right? Each one of us should make a difference. So that's what we try and do in our job, is make a difference in the building industry, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Games. Here's some games. Games that want to get out.
See? More games.
Start over. So what we're going to learn to do today in our game time. So what we're going to learn to do in our game time today is we're going to learn how to cook with the sun. All you really need is a Pringles can, scissors, or I used an X-Acto knife, wooden skewers, piece of transparency film, something like you'd use for an overhead projector, a little thicker plastic, clear plastic sheet, one hot dog, and some tape. So the first thing you have to do, of course, is to empty the Pringles can. And of course, everyone knows inside a Pringles can there's a bunch of chips. Did you eat those chips, Kai?
Yeah. Yes.
How were they?
Good. And a little salty.
They were a little salty? Yeah, they were good, though. So you need to cut a hole in your Pringles can about 7 inches long and about 3 inches wide, creating two flaps. Now, you don't want to tear the flaps off. You just want to fold them back because these will serve as reflectors to...
So the hot dog can get some sun into there.
So the hot dog can get some sun into there. Should we put some suntan lotion on the hot dog?
No, we shouldn't.
It wouldn't taste very good, would it? After you've cut your flaps open, now is when you need to slide in your 8-inch by 4-inch piece of transparency. You can kind of see it here. But what it does is it creates more like an air barrier. So when the sun heats up the air inside the Pringles can, it stays in there and cooks the hot dog. Next, poke holes in both sides, in the cap as well as the bottom. Kids, get your parents' help if you're using sharp objects. Place the skewer through your hot dog. Did you do this part, Kai?
Yeah.
Looks like one raw hot dog. Does it look very tasty?
Yes, it does.
So we're going to take that hot dog, take the cap off, and slide it into the Pringles can and the hole in the bottom. Now replace the cap on top, and you have yourself a solar cooker. Place it in the sun. We used a little pot to point it up towards the sun.
Because you couldn't point to.
That's right. We had to sort of prop it up here with a little pot and stick it in a crack in our concrete.
Yeah.
So this is after about 1/2 an hour, sitting in the sun, cooking. Starts to get kind of sweaty in there, huh? And at this time, could you smell anything?
Hot dog.
You smelled hot dog? So we looked at it at about 1/2 hour, but it didn't look quite edible yet. So what'd we do?
We keep made it go for another 10 hours.
And we let it cook for another 1/2 hour. Here's a flash photo that shows you exactly how the light reflects off the inside of the Pringles can.
Do you see the hot dog?
I don't see the hot dog in there, do you?
The light.
It's all white, huh? And here it is, almost 1 hour later after we built our solar cooker, we have a very sweaty... We have a very sweaty solar cooker, don't we? So taking the hot dog out, what do you see?
Hot dog.
And what does it taste like, Kai?
Let me eat it.
What's it taste like?
Tastes good.
And how's it taste?
Good.
Good? And best of all, potato chips have 0 grams of trans fats. So do you think you'll ever use the solar cooker in the future, Kai, to cook a hot dog?
I think so.
You think so? Was it worth the wait?
I think so.
It was. And how did it taste?
Good.
Good. And that's it for game time. For game time. For game time.
Hey, Dad. Can we have another interlude for a snack?
Sure. We'll do another interlude, get a snack, and we'll be back.
Clouds, sun. The sun doesn't know what he has to do. Sun, I don't know. I'm a different sun, but I don't. Hello? Well, what? I don't know what. I don't want to touch that. Clouds hit the sun. The sun doesn't know what he has to do.
Alright, look, I'm waiting. Where's the sun? I'm wet. Hello? If you don't give the sun back right now, I'm counting to three.
What's a chump? A ticket dog? What's a ticket dog? Well, I don't know. Everybody? I don't know. Have you heard the joke about the sun?
No, Kai. I haven't heard the joke about the sun. What is it?
Never mind. It's way over your head. Hey, Dad. I'm allergic to the sun.
What, Kai? You're allergic to the sun?
Yeah.
Why?
When I look at it, I sneeze.
What? What I do have to tell you is that's the end of this episode of Knowledge is Power Solar.
Right now?
Yeah, that's it.
What's our next radio show?
What's our next radio show? I don't know.
Swimming!
Swimming's a great idea. Let's put it out there and see if it floats.
What?
We're still coming up with ideas for our next radio show, but we just wanted to thank everybody who helped out with this special episode of Solar Power. Definitely want to thank Shruti for a great interview about her sustainable engineering job. And we also wanted to thank the sun. Isn't that right, sun? Yeah, they're homophones.
Yeah.
Want to thank the sun for providing all of that radiant heat that powers our solar panels and also gives food for the plants. So if you're in California, definitely look up SB1. So this would make it so that PG&E would pay you for any excess energy you generated. Thus, you could be a power generation site. What's a teru-teru-bazu, Kai? Tell the listeners.
It helped out the sun to come.
And it got rid of the rain?
Yeah.
We better thank the teru-teru-bazu then. Thank you. So guys, so everybody, listen in next time and see what Kai and I get up to. And for now, that ends another edition of Knowledge is Power.
Thank you very much.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Bye-bye.